Michigan bomb threat marks seventh attack on GOP offices in October. By John Nolte on November 1, 2018. A Traverse City area Republican office was hit with a bomb threat Wednesday, marking the seventh attack on a GOP center in October. The Detroit News reports police were called to the scene about 3 p.m. after a person ran into the office, threatened to blow it up, then fled the scene. The threat comes days after the party headquarters in Lansing were tagged with graffiti, the outlet adds. Staffers were allowed to go back to work at 4:30 p.m., according to a spokesperson of the Michigan Republican Party. This is attack number 7 in only a month. This latest coming just 2 days after shots were fired at a GOP center in Florida. 6 days after vandals attacked an office in Iowa. And week after a boulder was thrown through Representative Kevin McCarthy's, RCA, office window. October 29, 2018, 4 shots fired into Volusia County, Florida Republican headquarters, police say. October 2, 2018, vandals hit EEL GOP headquarters with rape graffiti. October 25, 2018: G.O.P. Headquarters vandalized in Iowa City, Iowa. October 23, 2018, boulder thrown through Rep. McCarthy's, RCA, office window. October 12, 2018, GOP office vandalized in Mesa, Arizona. October 12, 2018, Antifa smash windows. Deface doors of Metropolitan Republican Club in Manhattan. Recorded instances of violence, vandalism, and harassment exploded against the GOP in October, to over 40, which more than doubled the previous 2 months. The bitter Supreme Court confirmation battle over Brett Kavanaugh combined with the rapidly approaching midterm election only increased the left's rage and frustration, which exploded into thuggery in more than 40 cases. The establishment media have also added to the atmosphere of hate, especially over the last week as they have sought to blame President Trump and his supporters for a series of bombs mailed by a career criminal and a shooting massacre at a Pittsburgh synagogue committed by a man who despises Trump. Throughout the month of October, there have been 12 rape and death threats against Republicans, their families and supporters, an assassination attempt against President Trump, 9 assaults and attempted assaults against Republicans, a ricin letter sent to a Republican senator, and a ricin letter sent to high-ranking Trump officials. During this same month, high-ranking Democrats such as Eric Holder and Hillary Clinton have openly called for incivility against Republicans, while CNN anchors have argued mobs have a constitutional right to harass GOP lawmakers. During the Trump era, there have been over 630 recorded acts of violence, harassment, vandalism, and open call for violence against Trump and his supporters.